This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Consider for a moment the plight of the uber-wealthy cabinet nominee. 184 pages of financial disclosure forms revealing intimate details of investments and liabilities handed over to the Senate, revealed to the nation. This is what it takes for Penny Pritzker's bid to become Secretary of Commerce. The Chicago philanthropist, Democratic fundraiser, and Hyatt Hotels heir goes before a Senate committee this week. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Not many cabinet secretaries are thousandaires these days, but Penny Pritzker, heir to a hotel, real estate, and industrial fortune, she's a billionaire. Forbes 277th richest American, runs a $250,000 tab on American Express. So there are sure to be financial entanglements to untangle in Senate hearings this week.
She and her family are so wealthy that they own investments and stocks that pretty much cover the entire economic field.
Craig Holman at Public Citizen says Pritzker will have to sell off stocks and bonds, set up blind trusts to avoid conflicts of interest. That's assuming she and her finances make it through confirmation. Norm Orenstein at the American Enterprise Institute has a colorful way of describing this.
The multiple proctological exams that congressional committees will put you through.
Pritzker can expect to be grilled about her family's overseas holdings in the Bahamas and Hyatt's fights with hotel unions. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.